Hey everybody, this week on The Bottom Line, a yacht tries to fly, boats get underway without their crew on board, and I tell crew, you can't work on a boat. This is The Bottom Line. I'm Doug.
And I'm Brooke.
Welcome.
Welcome.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, did you hear that there are landing helicopters on Mars?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, little tiny radio control helicopters are flying around Mars right now. I never thought I'd live to see the day.
No.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Speaking of crazy whacked out stuff. Let's talk about some whacked up stuff in a second.
Yeah.
But what do we got?
So today's episode is brought to you by Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rice Crew Grill.
Marine Data Solutions. You got 99 problems on board, but with them, the internet is not going to be one of them. And salty rags. Dun, 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 dun. What do we got?
LMC is going to be their new home.
Worldwide headquarters. Well, I'm not sure if it's worldwide, but or their headquarters either. I'm making this up. But no, the fact of the matter is they've just opened up another shop in LMC to let crew get all their uniforms and bed sheets and all that stuff right there, one-stop shop.
How convenient is that?
It's pretty convenient. You mm-hmm. don't even have to leave the gate, because once you get out of that place, sometimes it's hard to get back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Next.
So, yacht industry news. A Mad Max super yacht concept powered by airplane jets.
Oh, wait a minute. Do we have helicopters on Mars? Now we have yachts with jet engines? Mm-hmm. What was this guy smoking? How big is this thing?
I mean, it's something. I mean, it's 130 meters.
130-meter mm-hmm. boat. With jet engines. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not the jet engines connected to propellers. It's way down the bottom of the boat. Here's the picture. These are two jet engines sticking up top KVH communication domes.
Yeah.
Except those are jet engines off of aircraft. Apparently, with COVID, a lot of planes got retired early, so there's a surplus of jet engines. Mm-hmm. So this guy, one night, I'm going to guess, late at night, mm-hmm. after a big party of something, mm-hmm. said, wait a minute. So he designed this boat. This is nuts. It's 130 meters long. I don't know how long that is. That's like 300 some feet. Okay. The helicopter, this is why I think the guy was smoking something.
Yeah.
He put jet engines on a yacht. Mm-hmm. The helicopter lands in the water. Hello?
A little bit backwards.
Okay. And then the tender flies. Okay.
That's outrageous.
All right, check it out. But anyway, it's not going to work. You're going to be on the swim platform, and the captain's warming up the engines, and you're just going to go flying away.
Yeah.
Or if you go when he's docking, can you imagine when they're docking and one engine's going forward, one there's like you're spinning around Marina, and everybody's on the dock going like this.
Or just how loud it's going to be.
Yeah, the noise.
Yeah.
This is fun. Yeah, we're hearing two jet engines scream above our heads for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
So floods in southwest France.
Video of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So back in February, I don't know if you guys heard, but France had tremendous rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
And they flooded all their rivers and canals. Now, did you know that the French do not tie their boats up?
Oh, apparently not.
No, they don't tie their boats up or their docks. Here's the video mm-hmm. of the week. Take a look. And there goes the boat down the river. Oh, he's going to hit. Nah, that's just a bump. Don't worry, there's going to be more. Yeah, he made it, but these guys didn't. That's like 25 boats still tied to the dock. So,
oh, that sucks.
I mean, and not one person on it. They're just going down the river mm-hmm. with the dock. Now, do you still get charged dockage for that?
Well, I mean, they're still technically kind of tied
They are
up.
Technically tied to the dock, so I guess they would have to pay for that day.
Yeah.
Now this guy, he's not going to have so much luck. They're going to hit the bridge and, oop, and well, you know what happens when these things go sideways in the current, and then it's just going to roll over and boom, down it goes. And then wait, one more. We got this one. He makes it. Oh my God, he really made it over the rapids. That looks pretty cool. Now, the problem I have is this guy, who's probably never seen this before in his life. Look what he's doing. He can't even hold a camera. Oh, it's too late. Seriously, dude? You're holding a camera with a boat going over rapids and anyway, that's the video of the week.
That's just so unfortunate.
Okay. So anyway, our hearts go out to France. Not really. But anyway, tie your boat up. Okay. Yeah. All right, next.
So Walker's is reopening.
Walker's K. Do you know what Walker's K is?
Do I know what Walker's K is? Yeah. Or the story behind it?
Or anything.
I don't know.
There's a guy named Johnny Walker. No, it has nothing to do with that. Okay, everybody knows Let me explain. Walker's Cays is Outpost Fishing Island. Mm-hmm. It's about 100 miles east of Palm Beach. And two hurricanes, what was it, in 2004 pretty much leveled it.
Yeah.
Guy, this thing was famous. Nixon's been there. I mean, it's like this was the place to be in the 60s and 70s. But now it just kind of lays there abandoned, but not really.
Not anymore.
Because a really cool yacht captain, yacht owner. He owns this boat right here. This is a Westport 164. Mm-hmm. And he also owns this boat here, which is a exploration vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Les is the owner. I mean, the captain. Oh, I'm getting it all mixed up.
Yeah.
Les is the captain. And we actually did, I did a tour on his boat with a submarine. So the guy who owns this stuff, his name is Carl Allen. And he just took his own money and he put it in Walker's. And you know what he said?
Hmm.
He said, it's not going to be an ultra rich spot where everybody can't get in.
Yeah.
He says he's returning it back to where it was.
Nice. What a guy.
Okay. So here's a rendering of, I guess this is the marina office or maybe a hotel or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a photo of the marina itself. It's really shaping up nicely. This guy is super cool to be doing this. The Hatteras Bertram Shootout was there. That was world famous. Bone fishing is incredible there. Mm-hmm. This guy's throwing all his money in, and he's not even asking for any.
That's awesome.
It's really awesome. And also, he is giving back huge to the Bahamians for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, not in any specific fashion, but with that last hurricane we had last year, he had this huge exploration vessel. He packed it up with containers and brought it all on over to help people out.
Yeah.
This guy is one stand-up guy. I hope it opens soon. He's working on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man. He's going to get it done. Okay, next.
So apparently we kind of have to clear up, employment with the vessels.
Nobody watches the show.
Yeah.
Actually, I know people watch the show. I see the views.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm losing Brooke. This is devastating for me, but she's moving on other adventures. I'm not going to hold her back. So we put out an ad for her replacement. Big shoes to fill, people. All right, big shoes.
Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome. But so what we put on there is we're U.S. flag. And mm-hmm. because you're U.S. flag, we can only hire U.S. citizens or
legally holding U.S. green card holders.
Green card. But what did we get?
B1, B2 visas.
Or people from another country.
Yeah.
And did you go through them and you talk to them? And then when you get their resume, we have to put the puzzle together that they legally cannot
work on board.
Can't work on board. Mm-hmm. All right? So I'm going to go through it one more time. So everybody's super clear on this because you know what? If you mess up, you could actually be deported.
Yeah.
If you are currently in the U.S. with a B1, B2 visa, you cannot legally do what?
Look for work.
Can't look for work. You can't come here on a B1, B2 visa and pound the boat docks and look for work. You have to leave. The only way that you can legally work here on a foreign flag boat while the boat's here is if you get what? Hired?
Get hired, yeah. Contract.
Somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So let me explain this so everybody's clear. You're totally cool to work here on a foreign flag boat, and once you're on that boat, you can come and go as you please.
Yeah.
But you have to be hired while you're out of the country, and you need a contract. That's where the B1, B2 comes into play. B1 stands for business. If you're employed and your business requires the people you work for, requires you to be here, such as a yacht, foreign flag, you're legal.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You can't, and one more thing, people don't seem to understand this. B1, B2 does not mean you can come here and work anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's specific to that one spot.
Yeah.
All right? When you get discharged off that boat, you can hang around, but you can't work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to leave again to get another job. That could mean just going to Nassau. And you can't work on U.S. flag vessels.
Yes.
You're wasting everybody's time. We went through a pile of CVs like this, and by the time, you know what? What do you look for? I mean, that's the first thing I look for.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
yeah. Good, 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 good. Oh, nationality, XYZ. Oh, B1, B2 visa. Waste of time. It's our time's wasted and your time's wasted.
Mm-hmm. So please just read thoroughly through
read
the
through.
Job posting.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to save your butts. Lo and behold, immigration's looking at social media. So if you go to Fort Lauderdale Yacht Crew,
which they're posting all the time not to do this and whatnot.
they do, don't they?
Yeah.
You go to Fort Lauderdale Yacht Crew. Let's remember where Fort Lauderdale is. Mm-hmm. It's in Zimbabwe.
Oh, totally.
Okay. And you can't look for work there. They're gonna make a notation of it, and next time you leave the country and you come back, they're gonna go, nah, you're not getting in. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be careful about this. I wouldn't go to England and just assume I could work.
Mm-hmm.
Or France, they'll kick me out.
Yeah.
Italy, forget it. I can't even go to Italy anymore.
But you do.
I can't talk about it. It's a mess. All right. Anyway, that's it for the bottom line. Next week we're underway, hopefully. Yeah, and you guys stay safe out there. That's it. I'm Doug.
I'm Brooke.
And that's the bottom line.